Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town. And I lived in a small town.
That's some serious heartland rock and roll right there, my friends. John Mellencamp. Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And I'm very excited about our good friend Sam Norwood being back on the show. NorwoodAnalytics.com
is his website.
So check that out. And Sam is a great resource for us. Sam, we're talking about the minimum wage. In the previous segment, we talked about a little bit of the history of minimum wage. And you made a great data point. You offered a great data point that the highest that it's ever been adjusted for inflation was back in 68. Does that mean that minimum wage has not been keeping up with inflation? Is that a good argument for the progressives?
Yeah, the progressives say that, and it's down from its peak. But we don't always have to have everything at its peak. So yes, it's down from its peak in 68. And you might recall that was a liberal time. And there's something else we need to point out here is that the government, let's say that the economy is improving, okay? It's not improving at a rapid rate, but it's improving to a point where it's highly likely we'll get a little increase in interest rates starting in September. Let's say it's coming along and unemployment, however you measure it, is coming down a little bit. And so there is some pressure building for higher wages all the way up and down the scale. And a couple months ago, when Walmart raised its wages, it was not a gift to the employees. It was to get to increase the pool of higher quality applicants.
Right.
And so we'll see more and more of this going on naturally. That's just part of
and that's the way
cycle.
It should be. And see, the natural part of this. See, I want to come back to one thing first, and that's to say that you and I remember in the 70s. I was just a baby, but I barely remember this, Sam. In the 70s, an increase in minimum wage was actually measured by inflation. I mean, there was an inflationary bump when minimum wage was increased because the impact of labor on production was so much greater than it is now.
Well, exactly. What we've done over the years is substituted robotics and
right.
improvements in productivity. So,
Sam, let's point out somewhat because of minimum wage.
Yeah, well,
to avoid having to pay the higher payroll based on government fiat.
Well, it accelerates. You know, let's assume that businesses generally want to try to minimize their costs, and so But what this does when every time you get an increase. Wherever and for whatever reason it comes, you want to do something that offsets it so you don't have to raise prices.
Right.
And it is an additional incentive to rethink what can I do to reduce my costs, in this case,
right.
labor costs.
I think one of the things you're going to start seeing at Walmart, if they continue to pay their people $15 at minimum, you'll continue to see more self-service like kiosks.
Well, happening
the,
in restaurants.
That's the implication of all this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So talk to us about when one of the things I'm concerned about with minimum wage increase is that it's not helping. You and I both know it's not helping the people that the politicians say that it will help. It will disincentivize companies to hire, but. The other thing is what nobody really ever talks about except me, I think, is that it actually creates bad morale in the company.
Sure. You go up one. The minimum wage pushes up. Let's say you get an increase in the minimum wage, and so the people who just got hired are all of a sudden making as much money as the people who've been there for a year or two. And then you have
who had earned a raise.
Yeah, they deserve it because they've been there and be good employees.
So minimum wage doesn't just push up one category of wages; it pushes pressure on all categories of wages.
That's why you can always count on the unions to be in support of minimum wage.
Exactly.
So many union contracts actually key off of the minimum wage. It'll be so many cents or so many dollars higher for each category of wage.
And it's also one of the things, Sam, is that we continue to have record unemployment among young people, especially minorities.
Yeah. Well, and
minimum wage is a large part of that.
Unemployment among the minorities. So does this help them? No, it does not a bit. Some would say, well, okay, a higher minimum wage may make actually working more attractive than being on government subsidies, and maybe there's some truth in that. But at the same time, you just are in the total scheme of things not helping, because the businesses will offset when you have higher costs to buy less of it.
There's a story that came out recently that a higher minimum wage in San Francisco, in Seattle, cost a person who was trying to work their way off of welfare.
Uh-huh.
It caused that person to have to cut back their hours because the new increase in minimum wage was going to cost them a big chunk of the benefits that they needed, but it wasn't helping them get out of poverty.
Yes.
And so they had to cut back their hours.
So one of the effects of this for the progressives, let's say, is that it gives more fodder for their argument that we need to raise subsidies for unemployment and other social benefits those who are not employed.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the effects are huge. We need to talk about what can us as small business operators do about it
And why more and more small businesses, the minimum wage is less and less of an impact on us because of options that we have. We'll talk about that after these messages with Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.